You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Look, it's hard being a Democrat. You got to make tough decisions like, do I vote for a socialist who'll destroy the economy? Or do I vote for a socialist who's totally insane and will destroy the economy? Well, for the rest of us, here's an easy one. Donald Trump. It's a fact. In Trump's America, more people are getting a paycheck than ever before. 6 million new jobs in 3 years. That's one new job every 12 seconds, 250 an hour, and $3 billion in value every day. No wonder the guy's filling stadiums. Trump ain't raising the bar. He is the bar. It's payday. Keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
The world has changed, and Microsoft Teams is there to help us stay connected. Teams is the safe and secure way to chat, meet, call, and collaborate. To learn more, visit Microsoft.com/Teams.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click, click, boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio.
want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to laugh me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. He is the one, the only most opulent Amish guy that I know who currently doesn't have a Twitter account because Twitter's fucking retarded. Horty Packard. Good evening, sir. How are you? Wow, that's a little echoey. Let me fix
How
that.
Have you still not spliced that in yet?
I don't know. Spliced what in yet?
You gotta keep the. It's Wednesday, my dude. Because you almost forgot it again. There was that pause.
Actually, no, I didn't forget this time, but there was a cord in the way of the mouse. So the mouse was like, I'm not going there. And I'm like, damn it.
All right.
But
you got a cricket?
Actually, I have several crickets, so yes.
Okay, because it sounds very, I got a peaceful, easy feeling listening to when you talk.
Peaceful. Easy feeling. Oh, sorry. Okay, anyway, sorry. I'll stop singing.
Nobody wants
you,
that.
You guys unplug your ears now.
Yeah, anyway. I'm, my two-year run is over.
I know, dude. Somebody broke your record. That pisses me off, especially since you didn't do anything this time.
You didn't know it. So here's what I'm suspended for. When was it? Last week. Yeah, it was a week ago yesterday, so it took them a week to get around to suspending me. It was when Trump made the raking the forest, trees explode comments about California. In fact, I mentioned it on air last week. So I had this person saying the same thing over and over again, copy-pasta to everybody in the thread. So I copy-pasted my reply to them. My reply was, let's not pretend you knew trees exploded either. You went there to fap to Acosta trying to dump on Trump because he's even fucking dumber than Trump is. Then you found someone to screech about cognitive dissonance at. Basically, so that's the tweet that got me suspended.
Oops.
And there's nothing in that tweet aside from fucking dumber. But I'm not even calling them dumb. I'm calling Acosta dumb. If I should have been suspended for anybody, it's by Acosta. And I should have, and that should have been the usual be mean to a blue check and get locked out for 12 hours to do your penance or your sin of being mean to the Twitterati. So yeah, I mean that's that's why I'm in full suspension, not Twitmo, fully suspended. I have an appeal out and we'll see what happens.
You, sir, have offended the Twitterati. Go to Twitmo.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, how long are you in Twitmo for? This is no Twitmo. My account's been nuked. I have zero followers, zero following.
So, damn it.
Anyway.
So, does this mean that if you don't get the account back, we have to have a state funeral for the Horty account?
Yes. Yes, it is. There will be a state funeral for Horty.
How does an Amish state funeral actually work? Do I want to know? Is there going to be barn
turning? We hold it in a barn.
Nice. Is this before or after you?
There's a 21 butter churn salute.
I'm still pissed that you got suspended. I didn't even find out until tonight. Everybody's talking about it in the chat, and I'm like, wait, fuck, what did they mean? What, he got suspended? I was wondering why I hadn't seen anything from you in the last day or so. I was like, what the hell is... But then I got busy because, you know, I was scrambling around yesterday trying to get at least the stuff that I do on autopilot ready to go so I could go.
Sure.
Because I honestly... So car buying experience, just to let everybody know, I was pre-approved, right? So, which still didn't have any hopes of. It didn't go quite the way they made it sound of the pre-approval, though, because I was going to a Kia lot. I got an email, like, the day before I went in there. They said, hey, good news. You've been pre-approved for up to $50,000 at this much interest on this much of a note. On a Kia lot, that means I could point at it and say, I want that one, and drive off. It didn't quite go that way. I actually wanted the Kia Sportage. Instead, we wound up getting a 2021 Kia Soul, which I wasn't when he... Because the first thing he wanted to show me was a Kia Rio. I don't know if you guys have looked at a Kia Rio, and I'm not necessarily slamming them if you need an affordable car, But that's like the Korean version of a Ford Focus. Not a good thing. So it's like, well, I could put you in this one and put you in about the payment you were expecting, and it would be enough that the bank would go ahead and finance you with even some money left over so we could put you in one with some extras. And I'm like, this email said I was pre-approved for up to $50,000. You're trying to put me in a $15,000 car. What the hell is going on? He's like, well, the bank will only give you a maximum of 20. I'm like, okay, so why did the fucking email say I was pre-approved for up to $50,000? Well, he's like, it does say up to. I'm like, dude, you're an asshole.
Right.
So then he comes back and he's like, well, we can't, there's no way that we can do the Sportage because it's over $25,000. Even if we tried to knock the sticker down enough, there's just not enough room, he said, because if we can't get to the point where we need it to be, we have to eat the difference. Which tells me they really have approved me for more money than they're telling me they've approved me for. They just want me to think they're working me a deal. So then at that point, I'm like, okay, so what can we do? So he talks about a Kia Sportage. And the first thing I thought of was like, well, what was the first Sportage? Wasn't it like a 2000, or not Sportage, Soul? Wasn't it like 2003, 2004? It looked like a square pregnant roller skate. It was like the squared off version of a Volkswagen. I was like,
yeah. I want to say yeah.
I was like, you want me to drive the box? He's like, they've changed a lot. Do you want to at least look at one? I'm like, okay, fine. I'll go look at it. So I walk out, and I'm like, wait, that's the Soul? That doesn't look anything like the last Soul I remember looking at. Because honestly, I don't pay them any attention, because they were square. They're not as square as they were before. It actually kind of looks a little bit like the Sportage now, but it doesn't have quite the curvage to it. And it's kind of a, I don't know, I guess a mid-level, like a smaller SUV kind of looking thing now. The inside was exactly the same dimensions as the Sportage, and they would put us into that one. So, but then my wife is like, okay, so what are you going to put us in for this one? So he tells us, and he says, you know, this is the rebates you're going to get. This is what the payment's going to be. And then she's like, okay, so what colors can we pick from? Well, for what we have left on the lot on 2020, you get white. She's like, fuck you, I'm not doing white.
Right.
He's like, but that's all I have. And she's like,
well, then that's what you're still going to have, because that's not what I'm getting.
And then she's like, okay, so what else you got? So the next thing we know, he's coming back, he said, I found one, and he called it like slate gray or something, but it actually kind of reminds me of gunmetal gray, because when the light hits it just right, it kind of has that blue steel tinge to it.
Sure.
So it actually is kind of a mix between a blue and a gray, and he's like, okay, we can do this one. So then we're haggling over the price, and my wife is like, no. So he comes back about where we expected to be originally, which is just about 50, 60 bucks more a month than what I was paying for the used car that I was still paying off before it got totaled. And then all of a sudden, we start doing the paperwork, and he's like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, this is a 2021. And I'm like, wait a minute, we can't afford that, because there's no rebates on the 2021. You just told me we have to get a 2020 because the rebates are what'll push us under. He's like, no, we got you. I said, so again, you're basically telling me I've been approved for more money than you told me I was, just so you can put me in the car you actually needed to get rid of.
Jerk.
Jerk. Anyway, so...
You told him to fuck off about the undercoating, though, right?
Yeah, no, we didn't do that. Yeah, no.
You got the undercoating?
No, they tried to. I was like, no. We got the free detail and the free tank of gas. Other than that, I said, we're good. Because their idea of a detail, I could have put my kids out there and done a better job. Anyway, sorry. But all in all, the wife's happy. Of course, it's supposed to be my car, but since I don't work outside the house right now, she's like, guess what I'm driving to work? I'm like, it's a new car. I guess it has to be driven. Then I can,
yes.
And then, you know, I'm trying to be cool with it, right? But I'm also like, because I get home and the car gets home and I start taking pictures so I can show it to people. And then I realize she has her phone Bluetooth to it already. She's already figured out how to play music from her phone into the sound system. I'm like, wait a minute, whose car is this supposed to be again? Shit,
I got a new car.
I think I've been had.
You've been had.
Anyway.
But you're working from home and you got to go back to doing as many hours of radio as you used to do before when she got mad at you. Just not at night now.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, that night, well, she can't.
So,
she can't really be that mad at me, even with the extra radio, because now I help her produce her stuff that she does.
Right, so there you go.
So I'm like, okay, so you hated it when I was doing it for me, but now you want my help doing it for something that you are pretty sure.
Because we're
gonna
doing
make
it together,
money.
Honey.
No, I mean, I'm cool with that. I'm just like, okay, just,
yeah.
So what the hell? But yeah, it's kind of like the news cycle over the last few days. I wind up scratching my head, going, what the hell is going on right now? Anyway.
Up is down, black is left. I just...
Already suspended. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, already suspended. You know what's... And then to top it all off, I thought we were finally getting past the smoke thing. The last couple days was only lightly hazy. I could almost... Hey, that's kind of blue when I'm looking at the sky. Nah, it all came back this morning. So... It is not the week of Ordi.
I know, dude. First you have the tooth issue, then you've been dealing with smoke and fires for like forever, and now Ordi is no more. What has me really sad though is normally when they go to that level of nukage on an account, it never comes back.
Well, yeah, I've won a couple times. The other time when they got me for. When I was suspended for using Mongol in historical context, this was the same kind of thing, and I was able to get it back on appeal. Fortunately, Twitter completely screwed the pooch today and started locking people out of their accounts for no reason whatsoever. So, you know, it's like a friend of ours, the Morning Spew, she got, authenticate your account so we know it's you, and then she hasn't been able to get back in since. So, yeah, Twitter, whoever's in, you know, head of the screwing the pooch department is fucking crushing it at Twitter right now.
Well, let's just say the Twitter pooch is getting a lot of action.
Yeah. Yeah, so, anyway, that's our live stories. What do you want to talk about tonight?
There's
nothing in the news.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely nothing, except for, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passing. So, all I'm going to say about that is I've been saying this since Obama got elected. If she was smart, she would have retired during his first term, and she didn't.
Well, you know, the popular theory with that is that she wanted Hillary to nominate her replacement, so that way it's that whole uber-feminist circle.
Oh, no, I know. That's exactly what it was. They got cocky by the time Obama won his second term, and the fact that they just felt like the entire country was turning against the Republican Party, they had assumed the Republican Party was dead and that there was no way that anybody was ever going to oppose them again. I know this because at that time I was doing a show with a millennial who was also, when he started working with us, a very leftist liberal individual. By the end of his tenure with us, not so much. He still leans a little bit that way, but not nearly as bad as it was. But even he told me live on the air more than once after Trump won that he was like, I never thought I would see this day. We assumed it was going to be Democrats forever from now on because you guys all just seem like a bunch of morons. And then you voted for this idiot, and now here we are. And I'm like, eh, I didn't vote for him, but I see your point. But yeah,
Here's the thing is that they're still in denial about it and they're still acting like it's an aberration because they keep saying things like, well, the next president should choose the Supreme Court justice. What, in 2024?
Exactly. But here's the other thing, and this is the thing that I keep trying to drive the point home for even Republicans and conservatives that I hear talking about the same thing because they're like, well, in 2016, the Republicans didn't want to give Barack Obama's nominee a fair shot. It was in a lame duck term. There was no way at that point, because the election processes had already started, that there wasn't going to be another president. Whether it be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, there was going to be another president. So
sure.
In that instance, I understand standing your ground and saying at this point, we're only a few months from an election. The primary season has already started. No matter what, there is going to be a new president. The American people should have a voice in who the next nominee should be, and they would have that based on their vote. This isn't the same scenario. This scenario has happened a lot. The one that we were just talking about in 2016 hasn't happened very often. But each time it has, both sides has basically had the same argument. That, you know, this is a lame duck session, we shouldn't be doing this. And then, of course, the Democrats at one point completely changed their mind. But I've even heard people that I consider staunch conservatives that are like, I can't believe the Republicans are doing the exact same thing that they were yelling at the Democrats for in 2016. And I also can't believe that the Democrats are yelling at the Republicans for wanting to do the exact same thing they wanted to do in 2016. I was like... The only people that should be yelling is none of them because it's not even the same scenario. But there's a really good shot that Donald Trump is going to be elected in November. I mean, if you don't believe me, just look at the mechanics of the polls they're pushing out. Because every poll that says, oh my God, Joe Biden is going to kill Donald Trump on Election Day, is oversampling Democrats 3 and 4 to 1.
The polls I'm seeing now, it basically, I mean, the ones who are being honest with themselves saying it's a toss-up. Not just in purple state, it's a toss-up nationwide. So, yeah, and the ghost of Robert Bork rears his ugly head again, and, you know, here, oh, it's her seat, and it was her dying wish. It's the SCOTUS, not the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I said that Monday. I'm saying it again. It's not the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You don't get your dying wish when you... That is the most infuriating argument. Because, one, I think we can all agree that it's fucking bullshit. And even if it's true, who cares? I mean, it just... And, yeah, like you said, it's not the same thing because, oh, and they've also, I noticed before I got suspended, that they're changing the terminology to say, well, Trump's a lame duck right now. No, he isn't. Because a lame duck implies you are in your eighth year. You are in your final year. And it is a different connotation than the House when they're in a lame duck session. The lame duck session is the last session before election because the entire House gets voted on every 2 years. So that's what they mean when they're talking about the House, not the president.
Yeah,
the president is the seventh. After your seventh year, you are a lame duck president. And that's usually when most of the fuckery happens with pardons and appointments. And so to put a tamp on that, like, okay, you can have your pardons, but let's roll back, you know, slow your roll on the appointments, unless it's absolutely, you know, like the Secretary of Defense or some shit, you know?
Yeah, so, well, 2 points on this. First of all, Evan McNuffin had a great take on Twitter where he basically said, yes, the president has the constitutional authority to attempt to appoint a Supreme Court justice with the consent of the Senate. But the Constitution also states that the president should be duly elected, not appointed by a foreign power.
See, he had it, and then it was gone.
I don't know what the hell happened to him.
I think he's always been like this, and they just kept a lid on it until he – because he only had to run for a short amount of time. It was like, Evan, who? Okay, not Trump. Fuck it, vote for him. So, you know – because that was after the long list of David French and, you know, the whole other list of people they trotted out. And they finally said, oh, fuck, we got to put somebody up. All right. Egg McMuffin, get up. You're up. Yeah. Everybody write this guy in. Yeah, JC, I voted for him, too, to my everlasting shame. It's like voting for Louise Mensch.
I did, but I voted for Brownie Boy, so it might as well be just about as bad.
Yeah. So, we should. Good point.
But yeah,
so in this, the whole the Twitterati. Oh, if you try to appoint a Supreme Court justice, we're gonna riot. And, but so therefore,
so
you're doing that anyway.
You're rioting. I mean, you're rioting now. So, what exact difference is that gonna make? Also,
what changes?
Also, if he does this, if they are able to get it done in the next, what is it, 40-some-odd days?
42 days.
If they are able to do it in the next 42 days, do you know whose house you should be rioting at and whose house you should be threatening to burn down? His name is Harry Reid. Because if not for Harry Reid, you would have been able to do a filibuster that would have required a 60-vote threshold to break it, and there's no way in hell they would have had the numbers to do that.
Okay, the argument against that is, and it's a valid argument, is that, well, that was for lower court, not Supreme Court. Yes, but during the arguments for that, Mitch McConnell said, does this mean that counts for the Supreme Court, too? And Harry Reid's answer was, win elections, loser. You know, that kind of attitude. Yeah, fuck it. It's for everything. Fuck you. Nuclear option is the rule of the House now, rule of the Senate, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and again, you know why they were – I mean, think about this for a second. You had somebody who knew she was past the point that she needed to retire, but she was pretty positive by the beginning of the second term that Hillary Clinton was going to be the one getting the nod for the party this time because she didn't get it the last time. And Bill Clinton basically told Barack Obama behind closed doors, if I help you this second time, her turn is next. We already know that. We found that out weeks after the election. So
sure.
At this point, they already knew that Hillary was the appointed one. So, and keep in mind, these are the same people that Barack Obama says, well, you know, behind closed doors with the Republicans shortly after being elected the first time, puts his feet up on the desk and puts his arms behind his head and says, elections have consequences, I want to deal with it. Stop telling me what you're going to bring to the fucking table, we're doing shit my way. Then you have Harry Reid saying basically the exact same thing to McConnell. Almost word for word, the exact same thing. And then you guys are wondering why we finally put somebody up who's willing to play by you guys' rules? We didn't invent these rules, you guys did. I didn't even want the guy to win. But at this point, at least we're finally starting to get things done that I think really need to be done.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and...
Pelosi, I don't know when this... some point after my suspension, this got in the water supply, was that they're going to impeach Trump if he tries to get a Senate vote for a Supreme Court judge. So here's my argument, or here's my question. How long does an impeachment take? Are they going to do it in 42 days? So
it's going to be 40 days and 40 nights.
What's that?
40 days and 40 nights is how long an impeachment takes.
40 days and 40 nights. Yeah. So is that them signaling they know Biden's not going to win? Because they're not going to get an impeachment done by the time of the election. And do they really want to do that? I mean, they lost so much goodwill already. Well, I don't know. They're in kind of – they're fucking yeeting their way to the election anyway. So except for Biden. He's taking a nap every day at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, in the morning, because apparently he's done with the public by then.
Yeah, I saw a calendar. In the month of September, he's put a lid on his campaign 8 of the last 23 days before noon.
I mean, I don't even understand.
I wish I could get that many naps.
I know, right? It kind of reminds me of, you know, when you were a kid, you know, and it was always, I don't want to take a nap. And then you become an adult and it's like, Jesus Christ, when can I take a nap?
Yeah. Fine. Okay. You do the work. I'll trade you. You clock in, you fix these computers, and I'll go take a nap.
Anyway.
How much time is left to basically 10 Scaramucci's?
Nice.
That's good, GR.
Yeah. So according to Al, they should burn down Hillary's house because she's the one that blew it. That was Monica, not Hillary. Sorry.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, if she had only gone to Wisconsin. You know, I heard the girls talk about last hour, too, that Biden and Harris aren't going back to New Hampshire, so they assume that's a lock. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, I haven't heard of Biden and Harris out in California. Well, Harris was out in California because she did that photo op with fucking that greasy piece of shit governor I've got. But, yeah, was it you guys that made the comment this morning on Daily Dose that if you see Trump go to New York or California, you know it's in play?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's a good take.
That shows
the internal polling is showing that either of those states are close to being in play.
I don't think it was this morning, but I remember Stacey saying that. I think it was yesterday.
It had to be because I haven't heard you all week.
Okay.
This morning was the first morning I showed up. So
it had to have been this morning. I don't know. For me, all the days are running together. Hell, I forgot what day it was 4 times on the show. I was like, what day is it again? Shit. Anyway, so who knows? But yeah, I mean, and honestly, I mean, even if it wasn't today, I know for a fact she said that before because she's like, if you start seeing him go to places like New York and California, it's because they're actually in play. Otherwise, he wouldn't be wasting his time.
Or Illinois.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fucking hilarious, though, if just 4 years removed from, you know, the first black president ever, he won the state of Illinois? I would laugh my ass off.
Clinton was the first black president.
Well, that's only according to the DNC.
Right. So.
And I think they forget which one of them actually wore the blackface because it wasn't Bill. Oh, wait. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah. That was Snow J. Simpson.
It's all such a mess, dude. I mean, it's like, even like the stuff that's been coming out from the CDC, the CDC has turned into this political train wreck mess, and I'm just like, so somebody leaked an internal memo from the CDC that mentioned something in passing about thinking that COVID may or may not be airborne, and like, every media outlet in the country flips out for like 48 straight hours. And then 2 days later, the CDC says, hey, this was a preliminary memo with inaccurate information. It was not deemed for release to the public. And actually, we're pretty sure it's not airborne. One media outlet runs the quote-unquote retraction after everybody has meltdowns and there's 2 days of sell-offs in the stock market.
Well, that's what you expect from the media, because they're not talking about the Senate report of Hunter Biden. They're not talking about China. They're definitely not talking to that virologist from China who got out and said it was released from the lab.
They are talking about them, but they're coming at it from a completely different direction. As a matter of fact, the New York Times released a story today stating that the Republican report found absolutely nothing wrong. I'm like, are you reading the same fucking piece of papers that I am? Because I didn't see that.
Yeah, in prepping for the show tonight, in case we talked about it, I went looking for it because I'm not on Twitter, so I'm not as it's amazing how disconnected from politics you get once you can't go on Twitter versus choosing not to. I'm looking around for anything on the story, you know, and 2 pages deep on Google before I found anything that wasn't every MSNBC or every CNN talking head with their video clip and the transcripts of their video clip and their take of how the GOP found nothing. And before you finally find, oh, they found a lot, just nothing indictable. They found a lot of hinky shit.
I'm here. Sorry, I got a message from somebody. I actually almost forgot. I'm supposed to have a guest next hour. I was like, oh crap, I almost forgot.
Who you got on, Chad?
No, actually, he's not. Well, he's getting his feet back under him again, back on the real radio. So it'll probably be a couple weeks or so before we do that again. Hang on.
Oh, so I wouldn't know him. He goes to a different school. He's from Canada.
No, it's not anything like that. The guest I have actually coming on is Jeff Thornick. He's actually an author. He's been on the show before. He's about to release another book, so he wants to come on and talk about it.
Cool.
But yeah, so that's going on tonight. As soon as we get done here, I actually almost forgot. I just saw the DM from him. He's like, I'm just confirming that I'm still supposed to come on tonight. And I'm like, cool.
We taking a break or are we going through?
Actually, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? That'll help me finish getting things squared away.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could have taken a break and you could have done all that, but we did it on the air instead, so that's good too, I guess.
Oh, so we're going to be like that? We're going to be like that now that you've been suspended. Just gonna
now call, is good.
Just going to call
before,
me out live.
Before, would have been better.
So you're just going to call me out live on the air, huh?
I've done it to Fu. I can do it to you.
Starting to think somebody might be getting a little too big for his whatever the hell the Amish call britches. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. I'm gonna go narrow things down with my guest coming up for the next hour. Honestly, I didn't realize how far past the break we were. We would have taken one already. Be right back. How can we dance when our earth is turning?
Every Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
has two thumbs and has been thoroughly chastised by an Amish guy during the break. That would be this guy.
Just this guy.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Robinson and Horty Show, temporarily renamed because Dan, while he isn't imaginary, is still essential and is apparently having a really rough time because I saw a Facebook post from him today, which honestly made me feel sorry for the guy. So apparently because of the lockdown, he and his wife bought a new car, right? And their part of their warranty for their car was that their oil changes have to be done at the dealership. Well, because of the pandemic, none of the dealerships have been doing the oil changes. So they voided his warranty. Then, after he finds out he no longer has a warranty because he wasn't doing the oil changes at the dealership because he couldn't do them at the dealership, he was still getting the oil changes done, but they voided the warranty because he wasn't doing them at the dealership, even though the dealership wasn't doing them. Then, after he finds all this out, on the way home, his car picks up a nail. $200 tire. They don't have his tire because the tire plant has been shut down because of the pandemic. So now he has...
Yeah, but he could go to the dealership to get it replaced anyway because the dealership is shut down because of the COVID and they're not doing oil changes. They're not going to be doing tire changes.
And he no longer has a warranty, which means they wouldn't replace the tire for free now anyway.
See, now I would raise holy fucking hell over the first part. Especially because in my area, whenever I had to deal with the dealership and, you know, going to the nearest dealership to get warranty service, all of these air quote help desks, when they look at the map, they go, oh, well, you know, Fresno's only 50 miles away. True. There's a 13,000-foot cliff or mountain in between me and Fresno. It's a 10-hour drive to Fresno. They haven't made the Trans-Sierra Corridor yet. But you are correct. Now, if we want to do how normal people would get to the dealership, why don't you look at Reno? Because that is closer to me. Well, that's out of state. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. So, for those of you who've never met Dan, there's a reason we call him Irish.
Nobody has met Dan because Dan is not real.
I've met Dan. I actually sat across from him at a table at CPAC, so I know he's real. But the point I'm trying to make is if you think Stacy has a bad temper, oh my lord, I can imagine the phone calls and the curse words that were going on when he figured out he didn't have a warranty anymore because they voided his warranty because he couldn't do the oil changes at the dealership because the dealership wasn't open. That just seems... You want to talk about somebody ready to burn something down?
Flames. Flames shooting out of the side of my head.
But yeah, so anyway. So that happened today as well. I saw that on Facebook and I was like, I almost wanted to say something, you know, but then I was like, what exactly can I say that's probably not going to make him even more mad? Because no matter what I say, it's probably going to seem condescending, even though I'm trying not to be. So I'm like, oh my God, dude.
I would have told him none of this is happening because you're not real.
See, I should have talked to you. I would have posted that. You realize this is not happening because you're imaginary.
You know, you can just text me, you know, because I can't, you know. I don't have the Twitter outlet to vent my witty repertoire.
No.
I'll do it via text.
No, because then you'll get me suspended. Jerk.
Right, well, yeah.
See, I don't get it, though, because, I mean, I even, like, when Dan gets suspended, it's usually for stupid crap. I mean, I say some, like, just some I don't give a fuck kind of stuff and I'm still there. I'm like, I don't get it.
And you know what, it's like it's been pointed out 1,000 times too. Look at Tony Pulaski's account, look at Ron Perlman's account, Riza Eslan, you know, any random BLM account where it's all death threats and, you know, literal violence. And, you know, my suspension, the reason they gave me, not just, you know, what they suspended me for, is your account has been suspended specifically for violating our rules against abuse and harassment. You may not engage in targeted harassment of someone or incite other people to do so. I guess that's the quote tweeting, but I was quote tweeting in the same. Anyway, this includes wishing or hoping that someone experiences physical harm. At what point did I do any of that? So, yeah, I'm going through the process normally. I do have other avenues, but I want to give them the chance to do it before I have to email the Twitter people whose email's address I know. And because those – anyway, yes. So we're letting the process work first. I'm doing it the right way.
By the time all this is said and done, you're going to be the first verified parody account, aren't you?
Yeah, that would be very fucking cool. But the Twitter blue check is the physical incarnation of autism. So I've decided I don't want one.
Hey, speaking as somebody who gets called quirky from Life Goes On all the time, I find that offensive, sir. Just kidding.
Yeah, and you know, of course I'm suspended. Of course I'm suspended when Twitter goes full retard.
Twitter.
Between the Ginsburg thing, the Hunter Biden stuff, here's what I'm finding amusing, you know, watching it how I can. We weren't allowed to question Biden's religiosity or his Catholicism just 2 weeks ago. But Amy Comey Barrett is a cultist because she's Catholic. She's in one of those weird Christian, you know, Catholic sects. You mean Catholicism? Yeah, those fuckers. Okay. Yeah, good point, Bill. When do they not go full retard? Usually between the hours – no, I take that back. I was going to say between the hours of midnight and 8 a.m. Pacific, but that's usually when the K-pop fans are going full retard. So never. The answer is never.
I just – you know, in between Facebook just going – so here's another thing, right? So I don't know how many of you use Facebook, but I've been getting these notifications from Facebook now for like a month that, you know, this version of Facebook is going away. We're going to change it to the new one. If you like it, go ahead and keep it now. If you don't, you can change back for now. But effective September 1st, that version of Facebook is going away, which it did on my computer. And, you know, September 1st was like, okay, I guess I have to get used to the new thing. So my wife goes and gets a brand new laptop from Office Depot. She basically got a smaller version of the one that I got from work to do the work from home stuff because she liked it. And her Facebook still looks like the old one. And she's not getting any pop-ups to say this has gone away, you have to switch. Like, what the hell? So I'm stuck with a Facebook that looks like Twitter, and if I really wanted a Facebook that looked like Twitter, I'd just fucking be on Twitter. And she's got the original Facebook. And I'm like, why has yours never changed? And she's like, I don't know. I haven't gotten a single – so she finally said, I have no idea what you're talking about because up until now, she's only really ever done Facebook on her phone.
Facebook is like Dan.
So, yeah.
Your Facebook is Dan. You've got the Dan of Facebooks.
Apparently, because I'm starting to think I'm the only one stuck with this fucking thing. Because at one point, I got a message that said, okay, the old Facebook is gone. Here's this one. Get used to it. We hope you like it. And, like, so I'm bitching and complaining because they've, like, they took everything that Facebook has ever been set up as for, like, years, and they flipped it. Like, everything that was on the right side of the screen is now on the left side of the screen. The only thing that I like is they finally gave it a dark mode, which, if I'm having one of my headache days, is absolutely amazing. Because I'm like, okay, cool, one less really bright thing looking at my face. other than that, I'm just like, I really don't like it. I don't like the layout. It seems really clunky. And then my wife gets this brand new laptop, and she's still got old Facebook on it. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? I want old Facebook back. Can I have old Facebook back with the dark mode? It's kind of like Twitter with the edit button. They keep doing all this weird shit, and all we've been asking for the entire time I have been on fucking Twitter is an edit button. One thing we've been asking for. And now I have a message column on the right-hand side of my screen that I don't fucking need. because I had a message button on the left-hand side of the screen that I could click on whenever I wanted to. Why the fuck do I need an extra pop-up that says messages? Jesus.
Just to make sure you get them. No, Facebook's been going out of their way to really piss everybody off lately. It's like they want to. In much the same way that Twitter seems to want to have the FCC regulate them, Facebook wants to no longer be the thing that it is because – and this seems like it only affects a small amount of people, but given the COVID, it became a rather large group of people. And what they've done is the Oculus Rift, which is the VR headset that they purchased several years ago, and part of the deal was that they would never require a Facebook account to use it, that you could always have an Oculus account. This month, they have changed that to require you to have a Facebook account, which since you can't use Facebook anonymously, you pretty much have to put your gaming out in the clear. And in addition to that, too, they last year they released the Oculus Quest, which is their high-end, but it's wireless. And then when they were working on the new one that they're going to be talking about next week, they said, oh, no, we're not replacing the Quest. It's a small upgrade, but really it's more like we're making a cheaper one and it's going to replace the Oculus Go because the sales didn't do that well on it. Well, no, you can't get a Quest anymore. It is going to be replacing the Quest that everybody bought last year. Also, they're not selling in Germany because they're bundling with the Facebook account, requiring it, violates German law. So rather than not do that so they could have their VR headsets in Germany, they have just said, fuck you, Germany.
So speaking of Facebook not really wanting to be the thing that it is anymore, so to put this into perspective that people around our age might understand, Facebook wants to become the MySpace of IRC chat.
You know, it's kind of funny. Right after, I think it was one of the last things I posted before I got suspended, an Obi-Wan Kenobi meme with, this is your father's MIRC chat. It's an elegant weapon from a more civilized age.
Oh, actually, Jeff made me think of that because he just posted the meme that talks about, you know, the dude from MySpace.
Tom?
Yeah, he's like, Tom from... good old smiley Tom. Never deleted a post, never suspended an account, never rearranged a profile. You gave us everything and we forsook you.
Yeah. You know the one thing he did, though, that he can die a million deaths for?
He made it so
you could put music on your page that would blow out the speakers of everybody who showed up at your page.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
Yeah, so I would troll people and put Slipknot, was it Slipknot? A bullet with a name on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so everybody. Come by my page and just have that bass line blasting out of their speakers, and I wondered why I didn't have many friends on MySpace.
Well, you know.
Anyway. Poor Tom.
It's not just MySpace, sir. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Wait a second. What are you watching, man? Wait, we don't have time. You got a guest.
No, it's can't right. Get in the- actually, not really watching too much of anything new. I did finish the last episode of Warehouse 13 the other day because I kind of binge watched it over the weekend because I wasn't feeling very well. I forgot that the so-called fifth season was only like 6 episodes. It's like, oh, we still have some loose ends to tie up, so let's come back and do 6 episodes. I was like, really? Anyway, yet another series where the
I think
fifth
that was a
sucked.
Blessing, actually.
Yeah, yet another series where the fifth season sucked and it just kind of. I don't know.
Well, you know what? They set it up for such a great season, too, but then it got canceled, so they're just like, okay, we've got to – just to finish the story. Because at least sci-fi has that saving grace of when they cancel a show prematurely, they give you a chance to wrap up the story.
Except
it may not
Dark
be
Matter.
Wrapping up all the loose ends, but, you know.
Except for Dark Matter, bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, Dark Matter, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. I started Boys Season 2. I'm still watching – Lovecraft Country yet, Ron. I know I'm still two episodes behind. No spoilers. Apparently this week was really fucked up. And so that's my plans of the week.
Well,
and
now that you've been again,
I got to apologize for us not doing Jux last week. He had a migraine. I lost a temporary crown because of the COVID. It should have been put on back in April, but because my state keeps locking down over and over again, they can't make appointments. So eventually it finally had to become an emergency before they could handle it.
Yeah. And honestly, I was actually starting to feel a little bit better, and I was still going to muddle through. And he's like, oh, dude, I messed up my tooth. And I'm like, okay, on that note, I'm definitely not going to try to make you talk and carry me, because I'm not sure how coherent I would have been anyway. Because I was actually down for pretty much that whole day. But on that note, we really do have to go, because I have a guest coming on in about a couple minutes. And if I don't find him soon, he's going to be like, did you forget about me? Am I still coming on? But anyway,
Antarctica next week. And then we'll have our Halloween show 2 weeks after that.
Sweet. It is almost time for that again. Yay.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're out. Thanks for joining us. One last hour of Chat Lives Matter Day coming up next right here on America Off the Rails. We have a guest coming up, and I'll let him introduce himself in a moment. See you guys in just a few.
Twitter is asshole.